Children, did you hear in this story what punishment came upon the children of Israel because of the bad king and queen? It said that there would be no dew nor rain for years. It turned out to be 3.5 years. Imagine that. We haven't had much rain recently except for a little bit last night and this morning. And what happens? The grass gets brown. You can see the grass is brown. And if we really had no rain and no dew for 3 years, what would happen? All the plants would die and the animals would have nothing to eat and we would have nothing to eat. It would be very, very bad. But the Lord took care of Elijah at this hard, hard time. Do you remember how the Lord told him he had to hide? He had to hide from the bad king and queen. They thought it was his fault that there was this drought, when really it was their fault. But he went and hid east of the Jordan at a brook called the Kereth, so he could drink out of the brook. And how did the Lord give him food to eat? He commanded the ravens to bring him food. I don't know if you can see this picture. There's a picture of a raven bringing bread to Elijah. A raven is a black bird, sort of like a crow. A neat thing about ravens is that they keep the same partner for their whole life, the same husband or wife raven, their whole life. So the Lord commanded the ravens to bring food, bread and meat, to Elijah in the morning and again in the evening, during the whole time that the brook Kereth was still flowing. And after the brook dried up, then Elijah was told by the Lord to go way up north to a widow woman. And there the Lord took care of Elijah and the widow woman and her son throughout the whole time of the drought and the famine. Now, this is a story that shows us that the Lord is always taking care of us, and especially in hard times. The Lord always is taking care of us, even though it might not seem like that. In this story, we can think about the spiritual meaning of the story, about what is food for our spirit. What's the food for our mind? And the answer that the heavenly doctrine gives us is what teaches us what is good and true, because then we can love what is good and be eager to do it and know how to do what's good. And that's what lifts us up and prepares us for heaven. And the writings also say that there's two kinds of good in us, and that's like the bread and the meat that the ravens brought to Elijah. There's internal or higher kind of good, and there's a lower or external kind of good. The internal kind of good is like the peace and satisfaction that you feel when you've done a good job, when you've helped somebody, when you've done your work well, and you feel contented and satisfied. That's the internal kind of delight. That's like the bread in the morning. And then the natural delight is like good food and good music and having a fun time with your friends and beautiful things to look at and all the other natural delights that the Lord gives us. And by the angels in heaven have both of these kinds of delights. In the morning, they get up early and they love to go to work, do their jobs, which they love. And they work hard and the cities are quiet because everybody's hard at work all morning. And then when it's afternoon and evening, then they all come out and play and they relax and it helps them be recharged and ready to go to work again the next day. And the Lord provides them these two kinds of food, just like in the wilderness when the children of Israel, the Lord gave them the bread of heaven, manna, in the morning, and at night he would send flocks of birds from the sea to the people that they could eat for meat at night. Now the thing is, we need both of these kinds of food, but there are times in people's lives when we're not hungry for the really good things, the internal kinds of good, that the Lord wants to give us and only the external kinds. And that makes us sick. And that makes us like the children of Israel at the time of Ahab and Jezebel. Because at that time, Israel was powerful. They had strong armies. And they were rich. Lots of money coming into Israel. And at that time, they forgot about the Lord's, like, we don't need you. And they turned to these other gods. And that's what caused the famine, the drought and the famine. Because they felt like, we don't need the Lord. And then, of course, at times like this, then we start to feel like we don't know what's true. There's no rain, no truth coming into our minds. And then we get hungry to know what's good and to want to do what's good. And that's the famine and the drought in this story. But Elijah, he represents the Word with us because he was the prophet of the Lord. And so the Lord keeps the Word and our love for it safe. It might be in external things like Elijah across the Jordan, sort of like the woman clothed with the sun in the wilderness, far away, but still preserved by the Lord. And he feeds us with ravens. And ravens are birds, and birds represent ideas in the Word, because ideas fly in and out of our mind. We have this idea, and then we have that idea, and they come and go. And ravens, because they're black birds and they have a sort of a croaky voice, they represent ideas that aren't really all that clear and true. They're kind of confused, but still there's something good about them, something true about them. So the Lord, if he can't give us higher ideas and clearer ideas, he'll send us food by the ravens. And he keeps us alive in these hard, hard times. For example, there might be a man who knows that the Lord says he should have only one wife. And he might live in a country where there are other people who have many wives. But he knows that the Lord says that he should only have one wife. And he doesn't know why. So his mind is pretty confused about that, but he knows that's the right thing to do, and so he does it. But because he doesn't know why, it's easy for him to get confused and troubled by other people's arguments and the way they live. And so he has troubles in his life trying to figure it out. Or another example might be a person who has a friend who's doing something wrong. And he loves this friend, but he sees that what they're doing is wrong. And now what is he supposed to do? How does he talk to him? How does he be close to him, or shouldn't he be close to him? It's hard to figure out what's the right thing to do. Or another example might be, we in our church might be confused about what's the right kinds of uses for men to do and women to do. We know that the Lord says that he created men and women quite differently and distinctly so that they are complementary. But what does that mean in terms of the uses that we do? How do we work together? How do we do that rightly? And there, people have this opinion, and people have that opinion, and another opinion, and another opinion. And there's a lot of confusion. And it feels like, to us, it might feel like a real drought, a lack of clarity, no rain in my life. I'm hungry to know what it is that the Lord really wants me to do. What is the right thing? In all of these situations, we can be really feeling like there's a drought and a famine. But the Lord is with us. The Lord is always with us. In fact, he's especially with us when we go through hard times. He can be especially close to us at that time. And if he can't feed us in other ways, he will send us the ravens and take care of us. And so we can see from this story about Elijah that when we are going through hard times, we should keep turning to the Word. That's Elijah in this story. Keep reading the Word, asking for the Lord to help us. And eventually, when the time is right, he will give us more clarity. And we'll see, at least, this is what he wants me to do. This is where he wants me to go for now. The Lord is always with us. Amen.